All right, everyone, we are back with Eternum. Let's go ahead and get started. And of course, hey, Joystick, we're back. And it's 7:40 p.m. already, so I'd say it's more of a dinner, actually. Oh, no, it's a lunch. We're going to my brother's house. Not sure if I'm understanding. Why is it a lunch? My brother lives in another state, 650 miles away. We always gather together there to celebrate the Day of the Dead. It's a tradition. My grandmother came up from Mexico, too. It's a 10-hour drive, so we should be there by 7 a.m. You can spend the morning at the pool while I cook. Wait, what? A 10-hour drive? I thought it was today. I can't tomorrow. Oh, really? I thought you already knew it was far away. I thought I told you that already. I'm sorry. I already told Penelope and Nova that I'd be going with them to a costume party at the university tomorrow night, so... Oh, at night, you said? And that's no problem! Luna will stay until Monday, but I need to come back sooner since I can't keep the cafe closed for so many days. I can drive you, we'll just have to leave after eating. Oh, really? You don't mind? And we'll make it back in time? For sure, I know the road. I can make it a 7-hour drive or less if the weather's good. That sounds dangerous. Well, in that case, all right, let's do it. Excellent! Everyone, to the car! Don't worry, Grim, time will fly by. Moreover, Fiero's seats are super comfortable. You'll be able to sleep better than in your own bed. Fiero? This beautiful car! He's older than Luna, and he's never let me down. My dad takes very good care of this Jeep. Fiero doesn't have a scratch. He even tried convincing me Fiero was my older brother when I was younger. Of course, he's like the son I lost after he... Dad! About enough talking. Let's hop in. You can sit in the front seat. The seat's more comfortable. Don't worry about me. I'm the guest. I'll sit in the back. Seriously, I insist. I prefer to sit in the back anyway. Okay, I'll be your father's co-pilot then. I could probably catch some Z's too. Alright, is everyone ready? Yes, sir. Ready? Very well then. Should I look for a spot to stop for a quick dinner on the way? Nope, totally unnecessary. Luna woke up extra early today and cooked up a storm. There are snacks and cookies and sandwiches just for you. They're for everyone. But you went to the cafe expressly to get carrot cake because you know Grim loves it. And besides, how am I supposed to eat if I'm driving your brother? Is there cake? Dad, stop embarrassing me. And stop calling Fiero my brother. Okay. Sorry, sweetie. Let's go! Oh, it looks like the rain finally caught up with us. Yeah, I think it's about to... And there we go. Wow, it's really coming down there. Yeah, it's really coming down out there. Hold on, what's going on over here? Yeah, the internet said it would be raining until early morning. Well, at least I'll stop by the time we get there. So they said, yeah. Hope you love the rain as much as my daughter does, Grim. Oh, I do. Still getting used to living in Credence, so I'm not tired of the rain yet. Good! Luna could spend hours looking through a window during the rain. It's just so relaxing. Will this be a problem, having to drive such a long distance in this weather? Not at all. The more it rains, the more the car will slide and the faster we'll arrive. I'm not sure that's how. Let's go! Andale, andale! A few hours later. Are you feeling better, Grim? Yeah, I think I am, thank you. All those curvy roads were giving me some motion sickness. Too bad we can't roll the windows in this downpour, but I'm starting to feel much better after sitting back here. The road is basically straight for about 50 miles. That should help. Yeah, I noticed. What time is it, by the way? It's pitch dark out there already. 11:55 p.m.? Damn, really? Time ran by so quickly. True, it seems like we left Creedon only a few minutes ago. Must be the good company. You're really making time fly by. Thank you, Grim. Luna and I have a pretty unique rapport, but you really seem to have adapted to it quickly. Well, I was referring more to Luna, but it's impossible to get bored with you around, Victor. That horror podcast we listened to before also helped. I was on the edge of my seat. I know, it was amazing. Is it true that all the stories are based on real events? Yeah, it is, like a true crime series. They collect stories and testimonies from all over the country. I think they even had an episode about a homicide that happened around here. What? Here as in this road? Yeah, I remember what Luna's talking about. There's a small side road about 12-20 miles from here. It leads to a farm where the son murdered his entire family. Holy shit! Found it! According to Google, he claimed to have been obeying voices inside his head. He skinned them alive and cut off their limbs. Gulp. The farm is abandoned nowadays, but this farm says that visitors have claimed to have seen visions or heard voices. My God! That's some pretty good nightmare fuel. It'd be awesome to visit that farm one day. It's too bad we're on a tight schedule today. Ah, yeah, you're right. It's too bad. It would have been awesome. Darn it. Thank you, Jesus. We can definitely visit it another day, though. It's not that far. Maybe once I have my driver's license. You know what we should do now? Play a game. Anyone have a suggestion? Why don't we play that thing we were playing the other day, Luna? The one about guessing people. Sure. Does your person have a hat? No. Does your person have a beard? No. Do you want to play, Grim? Play what? You know 20 questions? It's the same thing, but you only try to guess people. So we reduced it to 10 questions. Oh, okay. I get it. Like if it's an actor. You have to guess the person I'm thinking of. Excuse me. You have to guess the person I'm thinking about by asking a maximum of 10 yes or no questions. It can be a fictional person or a real one, and they can be dead or alive. I want to play the game. Sounds awesome. Let's do it. I can ask 10 questions about the person you're thinking about, and you can only say yes or no, right? Correct. All right, I'll start guessing then. Okay, let me think. All right, I have one. Shoot. Is this person a woman? Yes. Okay. How about is the person our age? No. Okay. Older or younger then? They have to be older, right? Okay, have I ever seen this person in Eternum? Yeah, you have. Okay, so that gives me an idea. Is the person pretty? Well, I guess that would be subjective, wouldn't it? Not always. Look at me, I'm handsome. 100% objective. Boy, I like Mr. Hernandez. No one can deny that. Like father, like daughter. Don't you think Luna's pretty, Grim? I always tell her that, but she says I'm looking at her through a father's eyes. Dad! Grim. She's perfect. She looks fine. Stop interrupting, Dad. Can we go back to the game? Hey, ask the question and no one answered. Because it depends on who you ask. Let me rephrase it then. Is this person pretty to you? Oh, to me? Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Is this person smaller than the average person? That doesn't make any sense. Yes, you could say that. Are they a movie star or an athlete? No. No. I think I'm gonna run out of questions. I have to say no, I guess. I don't know. You don't know? Oh. Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, that was your 10th question. You have to guess now. Oh, all right. I think I know. Oh my God, it's a... I don't know. Like, I don't even really know the characters that well. Like, I know their faces, but I don't know their names right off the top of my head. I don't know. Is it? No. Wrong. Really? Damn it, I was positive I had it. Who was it? Okay. See, that's what I was thinking. Idril. The woman at the beginning of Eternum. But I couldn't think of her name. But that's just how my brain operates. I know people by faces and not names unless I've known them for a very long time. That's how my short-term memory can be. It's even worse after my little mental break I had a couple of years back. It made my short-term memory worse. So it's just something I have to kind of deal with. If it's somebody that's really important to me, I'll definitely keep their name on hand. Oh. Oh. Now that you mention it, that makes sense. Okay, now it's my turn. Hey guys, I hate to interrupt, but I'm seeing a gas station ahead, and I don't really know if there are any others beyond this point. Can anyone check? According to Google Maps, this is the last one until Uncle Hugo's house. And we're gonna make a quick stop. You don't mind, do you? No problem. Man, that's like the gas station in Resident Evil 2. Remake, of course. Damn, this place would be perfect for one of your stories, Luna. It could be the scenario of a horror movie. Oh, he's very right. It looks half abandoned, but the sign says open. I'll head inside to prepay the pump. If I'm not back in 3 minutes, come inside and avenge me. I will, I promise. You feeling stiff? Well, not that much. I just need to stretch my legs for a moment. Although I do feel a bit sleepy already. Yeah, I think it would be good for us to sleep a bit now. We'd be there by the time we wake up, and we'd feel much better tomorrow. I'm just sorry about your dad. Don't be. He always sleeps very little, and today he even woke up late. He'll probably be as fresh as a daisy tomorrow. That makes me feel better then. I think I'll go back to the car now. Slightly trembling. It's a little chilly out here. Yeah, the rain has cooled the air. I'll go for a walk around the station while your father's inside. I'll be right back. Ah, I love this smell. I don't care what people say, I love the rain and I always will. I feel like I could never grow tired of it. It gives me peace of mind. Man, I want to stay here forever. If I can convince Annie and Chang to stay in Creedon as well, there'd be nothing pulling me back home. I mean, Dad has only called me once since I got here. He wouldn't even care. And the people I've spent time with this month have all been so amazing. I can't leave them behind. I just can't. Imagine studying at the University of Creighton with all the girls and Chang. God knows what amazing things we could get up to in those 4 years. Ugh, starting to feel a bit cold too. I should get back to the... What? What? Is this a tribute of some sort, or has that thing always been there? What the fuck is going on? Who's there? This is not funny. The fuck are those whispers? I knew you were there. Fuck, not this goddamn migraine again. Boy, that gas is cheap. Whoever it is, show yourselves. Enough. Where is this voice coming from? Fuckers! Stop! Okay. What? I don't give a shit about who you are. If you don't pay me, I'll put some dents into you. Do you think I won't do it because you're a woman? Because I will. Oh, please, just drink one cup of that thing you call... Excuse me. Oh, please, I just drank one cup of that thing you call ale. You should be grateful that the princess deigned to step into your filthy inn, commoner. Look, this outfit and roleplay of yours might work on horny teenagers, but not me. This is my real job, and I won't let you leave without paying. As I have told you, I do not have any money with me now. We will need to discuss a compromise as soon as I can access the treasury house and L... The treasury house, rather, and L... Enough! Pay me now, bitch! Or else... Or else what? Holy shit! I am Calypso, princess of the Seatel Kassir. I am the last of my bloodline. I was born to rule over all races, and neither you nor anyone else can command me. Okay, okay. Jesus Christ, please don't kill me. I'm level 24 already. Get out of my sight. Yes! The man leaves the inn, running for his life. And from now on, I can drink here without paying. Of course. It's on the house. How dare he? Why? Why am I seeing this? Huh? Grim, when did you get here? What? You can hear me? Grim! Yeah, it's me. I don't know how I got here. Grim! What? Grim! Fuck! What? What? Where am I? At the gas station. You started screaming and talking alone all of a sudden. Oh. Oh, God. That was so scary. I don't know what happened. I started seeing exit portals and voices, and then I was in some kind of medieval inn. I even saw Calypso. Like, a bleeding case? Bleeding? Oh, that thing when people start hallucinating and turn them servers in the real world? God, it's possible. But I thought that only happened to people who spent thousands and thousands of hours in Eternum. You've been playing a lot during the past week, though, while having pretty intense sessions. And maybe the 100% compatibility accelerated things, too. Yeah, it's a possibility. In any case, Ulysses made it clear that the bleeding isn't dangerous, so don't worry. A weekend without playing Eternum will do you good. Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm not going to log into Eternum until next week. I've probably been playing too much lately, and while I was logged off, I was still thinking about it. I needed to touch some grass. Exactly. Thank you very much. Come back soon. Aha! We just hit the jackpot, guys! They're having a promotion where you can get 2 sacks of coal for free if you fill your tank. 2! Well, damn. I could smell next week's barbecue already! Everyone back to the car, quickly! What do you say? Should we get back on the road? For sure, I feel fine already. It was just a scare. Let's go. I know that what happened is supposed to be normal, but damn. I wasn't expecting the bleeding to feel so real. It felt like I was really playing Eternal. I could see Calypso as if she was really in front of me. I even almost tried to talk to her. Heh, I can't wait to tell her what happened. Luna's right, though. A few days of not playing would do me some good. I don't want it to happen again. I mean, what if it happened while going down some stairs or driving? What if... You suddenly feel Luna's head falling over your shoulder as she falls asleep. She did say she was starting to feel sleepy. She looks so cute while she sleeps. Thank you for coming, Grim. We must return the body we exhumed to kill all the zombies. Zombies, huh? A few hours later. Hugo! We're here! Come on, kids, wake up! Hugo! Oh, we're already here?
God, I slept like a baby. Oh, this car sure is comfortable, Mr. H.
Good morning, Grim. Welcome to the mountain. Oh, thanks. I can already feel the folks seat. Huh? What? What is this? Huh? What do you mean? This house? Uncle Hugo's house? It's a luxury mansion! You're a Bardo too, or what? No. My uncle bought this house some years ago. He makes a very good living. You can say that again. Look at this house. God damn! He even offered to help us pay the bills a few years ago when things got worse at the cafe, but my father refused. Oh, I know the feeling. I'm just as stubborn as him. And that's a good quality to have, in my opinion. If you believe in something, don't let it go. Look at the cafe now, doing better than ever. Good advice. Victor Badazzo de Cablon! De Cablon. Ah, aquí está el pinche pendejo más feo que ha salido de México. I'm not very good at all this. I salido de México. Aquí está el pinche pendejo más feo que ha salido de México. Dame un abrazo, pelo. Ya, ya. Te veo, virgen y gordo, hermanito. Chinga tu de madre, cabrón. Amen, yo tengo pelo. What do they say? They say they're so happy to see each other. Sort of. Oh, yes, you do remember what I told you on the phone, Hugo. We should try to speak in English today out of respect for Grimm. Of course, no problemo. I just get so excited when I saw my dear family after so many months. My bad. Hi, Uncle. But look at this beautiful girl. You've grown so much since the last time I saw you, Luna. I still can't believe how you can be so pretty after having a father so ugly. Thank you. And look at this, you need to spend more time with us. You've lost your accent. But I was born and raised in Crete and I've never had an accent. Oh, really? Well, you have to spend more time with us anyway. And finally, hello, young man. Hello, sir. I guess you must be Grimm, Luna's boyfriend. What? What have you told them, Dad? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I just told him that Grimm was your friend, and he's a boy, so boyfriend, no? Isn't that how it works? I'm sorry, my English is no bueno. You've been living in the state for 30 years, your English is perfect. Sometimes I still have trouble with it. That would be me, Luna's boyfriend. Nice to meet you. Grimm, don't play along. Nice to meet you, Grimm. I wonder what happens if I don't. Yeah, I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just a friend from school. Luna and Mr. Hernandez invited me to lunch today, and I couldn't refuse. Well, we aren't planning on anything too special, but I hope you enjoy your time here. And I can guarantee you will have at least a pleasant morning and a good meal. Oh, of that I'm certain. Please, come inside. Feel free to explore the house and grab whatever you want from the kitchen. Mi casa, su casa. Thank you very much. You have a very lovely house, Mr. Hernandez. And you still haven't seen the views from the back balcony. They're spectacular. Victor, is that you? Hugo, is it him? Mama, I missed you so much. Give me a... Ouch. You're late! I know, sorry. I stopped to have coffee because I was feeling sleepy. You were driving sleepy? With Luna in the car? That's why I stopped. Anyway, it's halfway through the morning already. We have to start cooking. Yes, Mama. And what are you laughing at? Go prepare the pool for Luna and her friend. And clean your room. Yes, Mama. Oh, my sweet summer child. Each day you look more like an angel. Thanks, Grandma. You have your mother's flawless skin. Is your father feeding you well? You look so skinny. He is, yes. or at least you'll eat properly during these 2 days. I'll make sure to prepare enough food so you can take the leftovers home. Thank you. Welcome, Grim. It's nice to meet you. My son has told me so many nice things about you. Thank you so much, Mrs. Hernandez. I feel so honored to be invited. I appreciate it a lot. The pleasure was mine. Luna never brought friends home to play with when she was little. So it was a pleasant surprise when Victor told me that she wanted to invite someone. I'm happy to hear that. Luna is a wonderful person. Oh, I know. She'd give anything for others, anything. Her mother was like that too. But anyways, go jump in the pool. We'll start cooking in the meantime. Are you sure you don't need us to help? Absolutely, go and have fun. We'll call you if we need anything. All right then, thank you. Luna's family is so kind. I'm basically a stranger and they're inviting me in with open arms. Grim, Luna went to wash her face and get changed. You can grab a swimsuit from the bathroom and use the pool too if you want. That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much, Victor. Actually, hang back a second. Now that we're alone, can I ask you something? Of course. What are your intentions with my daughter? Excuse me? I mean, I know I like to joke around and everything, but I just wanted to know how you feel about my daughter. She cares a lot about you, and I just want to make sure that her feelings are in the right place. Boy, that's a hard decision, ain't it? I mean, she's a friend of mine. A very good friend. But that's it, I don't see her as anything else. I see. That's perfectly fine. I'm sure you two can be great friends. Just try not to hurt her, Grim. I know she's not the most bubbly or affectionate girl on the outside, but I'm sure you've seen how big her heart is. She cares almost too much. I never intentionally hurt her, Victor. I know. You're a good lad, Grim. I like to think that I'm a good judge of character. But anyway, I don't want to keep you any longer. I have some tacos to cook. And the best damn tacos you've ever had. Go have fun. Will do, thanks. By the way, there's a guy that recommended gorditas. And, I didn't get a chance to go to the Mexican restaurant this time. But I'm definitely going to try it, well, last time, rather. But I'm definitely going to try it this time. We'll see what happens. Like, I don't know. I might take somebody to go to the Mexican restaurant. Who knows? I'm thinking about it. Having Mexican one way or the other. Did I say the right thing? Yeah, I think I did. I've only known Luna for less than 2 months. It's way too early to think about relationship stuff. Hopefully being honest will put Victor at ease a little bit. I do agree with him, though. I just want Luna to be happy. Maybe she just has this effect on people. But anyway, I think I'm ready here. Let's go to the pool. She must be there already. I'm gonna leave my boxers right here. I just need my swimsuit and a towel. Catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror. Hey, is it just my imagination? Or am I looking more buff lately? Yeah, he's looking like the guy from Power Up Altered Beast, you know, like that third transformation. Good lord. Look like young Arnold over here. That's impossible. I've been so busy since coming to Creedon that I'm actually going to the gym less than I went back home. Huh. So how in the world is that happening? You flex your muscles and start posing. Definitely looks stronger, though. Must be the lighting, or maybe Nancy's food. I mean, I've been either at school or playing around in a tournament for the last few weeks. Huh. Imagine if all that exercise in Eterna made you stronger in the real world, too. That'd be the end of all gyms around the world. God, I feel so silly posing like this. Should I take a pic and ask someone? Both Annie and Chang saw me at the beach before we moved to Creighton. They'll be able to tell if it's all in my head. Chang. Annie's probably the better option. Since a good frame, I've never been much of a selfie guy. Just snap a few shots of yourself. Yeah, this'll do. I'll send her the pic and check what she said later. Shit, I gotta join Luna at the pool. She must be thinking I'm doing something else here. Let's go. Man, this house is amazing. I gotta buy one like this one day if I ever have the money. I gotta find out what Luna's uncle does for a living. You hear some splashing in the water. Ah. La señorita es caliente. Oh my god. And just like that, all my cares go up in... All my cares go up in smoke. Miss Hernandez was right. She's angelic. Damn. Look at that skin. It doesn't have a single defect. She looks so... Hi, Grim. He does look like the dude. The second transformation in Ultra Beast. Damn near the third transformation. Hi, Luna. I was starting to think that something had happened to you. Toilet troubles? No, not at all. Sorry, I got distracted looking at the views from upstairs. Yeah, they're great, aren't they? For sure. We're lucky it's sunny today. We would have gotten cold after getting out of the water otherwise. Yep, it feels nice to be able to take advantage of that last warm day of the year. You have to try the water. On it. Make room. You jump into the water with a clean jump. Man, Luna's bikini doesn't really leave much to the imagination. If she wasn't so introverted, she'd be so popular. She definitely has the looks for it. I mean, look at that. Good lord. Yeah, that's almost a pinup right there. I love it. And I love that he's looking at her from under the water. It's a really cool render. I guess she feels really comfortable around me. Maybe we can... Fuck, I gotta breathe! Ah! Are you okay? Don't drown. Yeah, I overestimated my lung capacity. The water's great though, you were right. Aren't you getting in again? I wouldn't want you to burn. Actually, you can get sunburned while you're swimming, too. I have to put sunscreen on the maximum. Why is there a chicken? An entire chicken. There's a chicken on your forehead. Do you have a chicken on your head right now, or did I hit my skull against the bottom of the pool? There's a... It's definitely a chicken. Poncho! Poncho? He's my uncle's chicken. Well, for now. Eventually he'll be in the taco meat. Well, in the taco. He saved him from an illegal, oh wow, an illegal cockfight in Tijuana 4 years ago. No way. That is so awesome. And he lives here now? Yeah, he's always clucking around right behind my uncle. I think he's also become attached to me, though. I was surprised he remembered me when I visited last year. Chicken memory is better than what is believed. Chickens are interesting to watch. Got a friend of mine's got a farm and, you know, different chickens. And I'll watch the chickens, do different things. Some of them, they don't realize they can fly. So they do kind of like, you know how Princess Peach, she can jump in Mario, but then she has kind of like a glide. It's not really like a, can't really like fly, but that's pretty much what the chicken will do. Like it'll jump and then kind of glide a little bit in the air. So that's, it's very interesting to watch chickens sometimes. That's pretty cool. Now, I want a chicken, too. You just have to keep him away from wolves. He probably wants to swim with us. He's not particularly fond of the water, but he loves his swan float. That is a big chicken as well. Is that it, Poncho? You want to chill by the pool with us? I love this chicken. This is so nice, Luna. It feels good to be able to relax for a bit. Kinda hungry, though. You think I should grab something to eat quickly? Don't even think about it. If my grandma catches you snacking before the feast is prepped, she'll get mad. Oh shit, better not piss her off then. Man, it feels great just to sit back and relax with Luna. I should probably take this chance to find out more about her, especially after that chat with Mr. Hernandez. We haven't ever really discussed her power either. Not since the last time at her house when it didn't seem to work on me. She can speak Spanish. I want to ask that. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. Do I seem stronger to you? I mean, I was looking at myself in the mirror earlier when I was putting on my trunks and I felt I looked different. It's almost like I've gained straight muscle without gaining any fat while I've been in Creighton. Which is weird, because I haven't worked out in a while, and between Nancy's cooking and your cafe, I've been eating more than ever lately. Well, it's the first time I've seen you shirtless, so I can't really compare it to anything. Oh, that's right, Luna wouldn't have ever seen me shirtless before. She's not even in the same swimming class as me, Dahlia, and Alex. Oh shit, I hope she doesn't think I'm trying to flex how I look or something. I don't want to come off as a cocky asshole. But, you have a very good body. Guess not. Smooth move, Grim. I wasn't expecting you to look so cut. I mean, you looked fit, but not like this. I can tell you work out a lot. Oh, thank you, Luna. You look great in a bikini, too. Oh, please, I'm just skinny. Come off it. You look fantastic. Do you do any sports? Not really. Sometimes I'll ride my bike around town to pick up groceries or supplies, but that's it. Must be the taco diet, then. Must be that. Yes, she can speak Spanish. Of course! What did you think I made up what my father and uncle were saying earlier? No. I mean, it could be that you understand but can't speak it. Having grown up in Creighton and all that, a couple of my friends are like that. Oh, I see. I know some people like that too, yeah. But yeah, I can. My father taught me when I was just a kid. He and my mother only spoke in English, though. I can speak both languages without an accent. That's awesome. I wish I'd learned a second language when I was younger. Can you say something in Spanish? Gracias por venir, Grim. Me gusta mucho pasar tiempo contigo? I know that's thank you or something. Hey, I heard my name there. What'd you say? I just said that I'm glad you came with us today. Ah, I'm glad to be here too, Senorita. Your voice sounds really different when you speak in Spanish, almost musical. She sounded sexy as fuck. I'm not sure why. I need to get her to speak Spanish more often. Oh yeah! You get into that accent, boy, I tell you what. I almost married a Mexican woman. Almost did. Came real close. How do you like to spend your free time? You know, besides a turnip. Any other hobbies? Well, to be honest, when I'm not in school or helping my dad at Locos, I spend most of my free time in a turnip. Although sometimes I like to watch horror movies or shows and documentaries about serial killers. Ah, she's perfectly normal. Regular girl. I know, it's a little weird. Not at all! Oh, look at the chicken. I didn't even notice the chicken was there. It's not. I love those too. As long as you don't watch them to get ideas. Of course not. No, but seriously, I know a lot of people who are fascinated by serial killers, me included. It's like, it appeals to our basic instinct of survival. Seeing what drives them to kill, what makes them tick. I think it's really interesting. Exactly. We should see one of these movies together someday. Have a little horror night. That would be great. I'll take a look at my collection. There has to be something good coming up on Netflix soon. All of their shows have just been okay since Ulysses bought them out. Don't you want to take your gloves off? Can I ask a more personal question? And please let me know if I'm overstepping. Don't you want to take your gloves off? I noticed you were still wearing them earlier. You have nothing to fear. There's only us in this pool. Well, and Poncho. Oh, it's just a force of habit. I'm not used to taking them off, like, ever. But I guess I could do it now. Like you said, it's just us. Don't feel forced to. If you feel more comfortable this way, then you... No, it's okay. I want to do it. Luna gets out of the floaty and leaves her gloves poolside. So, she says that she's able to see people's future and stuff. Maybe she's a bruja, like her bloodline. Approaching her? Better? Yeah. Shit, she looks so anxious. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. It'd probably be better if she put them on again. Sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. You can... No, you're right. I need to get used to it. It's completely understandable to want them back on. Can I touch you? Touch me? Yeah, I mean, like the last time I took my gloves off. Oh, of course. How could I refuse when she says it with that sweet voice? Small goosebumps appear all over Luna's body as she slowly lays both of her hands on your chest. I still can't believe this. I'm touching someone with my bare hands and not having any visions. No visions at all. That's still a good thing, right? Of course, it's amazing. Any idea on why I'm the only person on whom your power doesn't work? I don't know. It's so weird. Maybe she only has visions with some people. I feel like we should look into it and experiment with her power a little bit, but I don't want to force her into anything. As much as I want to help her, we should move at her pace. You're so warm. You... She stops mid-sentence and stares straight into your eyes. This moment. It's the same as when she touched my face for the first time in her house. All I want to do is hold her against me and crush my lips into her mouth. I can't waste this chance. It's now or never. Before you make a move, well, I guess we can go back to the floaties now. Much better without the gloves, right? What? Yeah, sure. Thank you, Grandma. I feel much better now. I'm glad. You can touch me whenever you want. God, that sounded so bad. Thanks, will do. Change the subject, Grim. This is such a nice moment. Don't make it awkward. You know what we should do now? Just take a beat and listen to the sounds of the valley for a minute. Wow, that sounds great, actually. I like the sound of the mountain. Right? Ah, this is the life. Can you imagine how it would feel to not have any obligations? Like not having to go to school? Yeah, no school, no job, no worrying about the future, no concerns at all. Just to pull your pet chicken in the morning sunlight. Doesn't sound half bad. Luna! Come on, get out of the pool! Already? We just got into the water. Is the food already done? Not yet, but your father can handle the rest. It's time to dress up. This year too? Of course, I need my annual picture of my granddaughter. Hurry up, I'll be waiting in the dining room. Okay. Dress up? Yeah, each year my grandma puts me in a dress and covers me in Day of the Dead makeup. I know it makes her happy, so I don't really mind. Oh boy, I've got to see that. You better hurry up. She looked pretty formidable with that cane of hers. Okay, but promise not to laugh at me. Never. It's a family tradition. Alright, are you ready? Let's go upstairs, Luna. Is it the same dress as last year? No, it's not. Actually, I made this one myself. I've been sewing for 4 weeks. I hope you like it. I'm sure I'll love it, Yaya. Thank you. You're such a sweetheart, Mia. Let's do your makeup first so you can get dressed by yourself while I do Grimm's makeup. What? Me too? Makeup? Day of the Dead makeup! It's a tradition. Be careful! Oh shit! The chilaquiles! Ah, they're all over the floor! Okay, don't worry, we can replace them with something else. Oh, wait, I think I have hamburger buns. Oh, great idea. Should we get some fries from McDonald's, too? Taste this beef before you talk, trust me. This cow is raised in better living conditions than any of us. I have steak, too, if you prefer. I'll see what I can do. Hey, where's the blue cheese? It was here just a second ago. Hey! That fucking chicken took my cheese! I'm gonna get him! Take that back. Are they gonna be okay? Of course. Don't worry about those two butterfingers. Let's focus on our thing. I left some clothes in the guest bedroom. You can start getting changed if you want. Alright then. I'm sorry you got dragged into this, Grim. No problem, it actually sounds pretty fun. See you both in a minute. Wow, another huge room. A house with all these bells and whistles must cost a fortune. Is that what I'm supposed to wear? Huh, country style. I like it. These clothes feel like pillows. How are they so comfortable? Grim, are you ready? Yes, ma'am. Dios mio! You remind me so much of my husband. You look like a true Hernandez now. Thanks. Okay, time to paint your face. Let me put something appropriate on. Alright. Gonna need you to close your eyes and stay quiet. If the paint gets in your eye, you're gonna go blind forever. Do you understand? Nona's grandma starts painting your face at a surprisingly rapid pace. This song sounds sad. Don't talk! But yes, it's supposed to be. The original song tells the story of a ghost of a woman who roams rivers and towns wailing for her children, whom she drowned. Damn, that's terrible. Grim! Okay, just a bit more green here. Outlining the edges of this. Last details in. Done! Wow! That's really good. You're perfect. Can I go look at myself in the mirror? There's no time. Let's go take the picture. You here. And you over here. Ah, yes. You look so beautiful. Hugo, bring the camera. Take a few pictures of them for the album while I make my ofrenda. Oh. Damn. You look stunning, Luna. Thank you. You look great, too. Your grandma's an artist. Oh, God, is that my daughter? You look so beautiful, Anita. Thank you, Uncle. Why do they grow so fast, Hugo? Why can't they stay small forever? Enjoy it while you can, Victor. My daughter's left the nest before I'd even realized. All right, then, let's take that picture. Pose for the camera. Perfecto! Mama will love it. A last one? Better like this? Oh yes, now we're talking. This is a photo to remember. Sweet. Okay. It's almost time to eat. Do you want to join my mother at the ofrenda while we set the table, Grim? I'm sure she'd appreciate it. Oh, they're doing the ofrenda. It's an improvised altar where we place at home during the Day of the Dead celebration to remember those who passed away. For those of you who have played Cyberpunk, you might know about the ofrenda mission, where you have to find something. Obviously, you find something in the garage, and you use it to basically. Because I don't know if everybody's played that game. Some people haven't actually played it. But, you get something to remember, your partner with, that something happens to, early in the game. And, it's sad, but, it's a very wonderful part of the game, I think. And it's very accurate, to, the tradition. I like that they actually went the extra mile and made it authentic. My grandma takes it very seriously. Yes, because you're honoring your ancestors. Oh, I'd rather not disturb her then. On the contrary, like my father said, I'm sure she'd appreciate it if you went. I'll go myself after you and my father leave later today. Join the ofrenda, absolutely. Well, in that case, I'd be honored to go. Well, start setting the table. I'll call you when it's ready. Sounds good. Luna, come here, please. I want a photo of Pancho with you. Looks like she's praying. Yes, that's the ofrenda there. Oh, could that be? That's Luna's mom. Thank you for coming, sweetheart. I'm honored, Miss Hernandez. Thank you for letting me be here. I was wondering, is this woman? Yes, that's Olivia. That's Luna's mother. I see. She looks a lot like her. And not only physically, she was just as sweet. The best daughter-in-law a mother could have ever asked for. Behind this cheerful attitude, I know Victor still hasn't fully gotten over her death, even after all these years. I'm sure she'd be really proud of both of them. I wish my sister was still alive. She'd be able to talk to her. Talk to her? My family's always had a certain connection to the metaphysical realms. Yeah, Bruja. My sister was able to communicate with the dead. She could speak with the dead? Don't worry, I'm not asking you to believe me. No one ever did anyway. Most people always thought she was a liar, but I always believed her in her visions. She was no liar. She could see them grim. Happy, sad, isolated, together. She used to say that each of the dead had their own unique heaven. Could this be related to Luna's powers? Maybe. But anyway, forgive me. And forget what I said. Today is a day to celebrate, not to mourn. Of course. Take care, Olivia. You still live in the hearts of the ones you left behind. I never met you, but if Luna is a testament to the kind of person you were, I can safely say you were a wonderful mother. I promise to look out for her just like the rest of her friends and family. Rest in peace, Olivia. It's very nice, Grim. Thank you. Sorry to disturb you. The food is ready. Don't worry, sweetie. We were already done here. Let's go eat. Yes, I'm starving. I don't know what it is, but it smells fantastic. Damn, Victor, this is quite impressive. Well, we were forced to change the original plan because someone forgot to buy the ingredients. I asked him to, but it'll do. Are you blaming me? There's more than enough, and everything looks delicious. Are these your famous tacos, Victor? Correcto. Eat as many as you want, Grim. Thanks, sir. Oh, those look good. Make sure to fill your plate too, Luna. You've got to eat more. Yes, Yaya. Oh, and by the way, thank you so much for inviting me to your house, Hugo. Ah, don't even mention it, Grim. It's my pleasure. I like having guests. I wish my daughters would come visit me more often. I gotta ask, though, what do you do for a living? House this fancy must have cost a fortune. Oh, that's actually a good question. You see, I'm running a cartel at a human trafficking ring. Okay, I see that the joking around and sarcasm are genetic. Why is no one laughing? Hugo? What's your job? Hugo? The Victor? Luna? I'm sorry. I swear I tried, but I couldn't stop myself from laughing. I knew it. This is just another one of your jokes, eh, Victor? Damn, you caught on to me so quickly. You're right, though. I couldn't help it. Well, I'm glad that Hugo isn't involved in human trafficking. God, no, I don't have the guts. I wouldn't hurt a fly. Don't worry, Grim. I do run a cartel, though. You really had me go... Wait, what? Oh, Mama, can you pass me that picture from the shelf? We were still joking, right? Whoops. The one with Luna when she was little? Yes. Dad. Come on, sweetie, you are adorable. Here it is. Do you want to see it, Grim? Of course. Oh, that is adorable. Luna's already wearing her gloves, so I guess this pic was taken after her mother died. How old were you here? She was only 5 years old. I just picked her up from kindergarten. I was 11. Really? Damn, it feels like ages ago. My little girl's growing up right before my eyes. Dad, please, you're embarrassing me. I love this photo. Can we start eating already, please? Hell yes, I'm so hungry. Try one of my tacos, Grim. It's my special, special recipe. Like we discussed the other day, they're extra spicy. Heartburn, here we come, buddy. Be careful, Grim. When my dad says extra spicy, he means that the sauce is really spicy. I appreciate the concern, but seriously, there's no need to worry. I can withstand spicy food. I don't want to brag, but I used to add Tabasco to my spaghetti when I started cooking my own meals. I think I've almost become immune to it. This... Is anything wrong, Grim? You don't like my tacos? Jesus fucking Christ! Is my mouth on fucking fire? Are you okay? You started sweating quite a bit. Grim, your paint, I'll have to redo it. No. They're perfect. Absolutely delicious. Oh, I'm glad. I know you'd appreciate them. So not a little too spicy for you? Too spicy? Not at all. This is just how I like my... This is how my body typically reacts to ethnic food. What's in them, out of curiosity? Ground beef, tomato, cheese, avocado, fresh garnishes, and Carolina Reaper, the hottest chili pepper in the world. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot as crap. It's really freaking hot. I used to eat it a lot, and now I got like really bad, awful, mega heartburn. Well, it's not really bad, awful, mega heartburn. It used to be really bad, awful, mega heartburn. I had to lay off a lot of stuff. Yeah, it adds the perfect touch. I can taste it. Can I get a drink? Of course, a Michelada? It's a Mexican beer with chili-based spices served in a salt-rimmed glass. See, I knew they had beer that was spicy. Next time I freaking get beer, I'm gonna get a Michelada. I'm gonna look those up. Because I've always wanted hot, spicy beer. And I tried to do this one time. Okay, this is a true story. It's really bad, but it happened. So one night, I wanted spicy beer. So I had some Tapatio. Anyway, I love the Mexican hot sauces. So I get the Tapatio, and I put it in the beer, right? And we're having Mexican beer, you know? And I'm like, well, I want to make it a little spicy. And these are Coronas, and I was having, you know, Tapatio in them. And I was just drinking, like, fast, because I used to drink. I drank like two or three of those beers with the hot sauce, the Tapatio. And when I woke up, guys, I dry heaved. After there was so much, like I threw up so much, that there was nothing left. It was just me throwing up spice. That is how much it destroyed my stomach. But I'm pretty sure a Michelada, or whatever it is, a Michelada would probably be a little better. And it probably wouldn't be as hardcore as a Tapatio in my beer. Do not do that. Do not do some of the dumb things I did when I was in my 20s. Chili sounds exactly what I need, sir. I can't eat another bite. I'm about to explode. Yeah, I've never been so full. Lord, how much milk. He's gone through 2 gallons. Everything was just too good. Thank God they had milk to counteract the spice. I'm going to clean my face and do some sunbathing on the upstairs terrace before the sun goes down. Of course, honey, just make sure to put on some sunscreen. That sounds good. Do I have enough time to join her for a bit? Sure, no problem. We'll leave for Creighton in 20 or 30 minutes. I'll do the dishes in the meantime. Sweet. Thank you, Victor. It's too bad I can't spend some more time here with Luna. I feel at home with their family. But hey, better make the most of it while I'm here. Did I hear Poncho running around up here? Can he climb stairs? Yeah, can you close the door? My uncle gets nervous when he can't find Poncho. This damn chicken is smarter than any of us. I wouldn't be surprised if he knew how to open doors, too. That's... oh boy. She took her dress off and put her bikini back on. I thought I wouldn't be able to see her wearing it after we changed clothes. The god of tits and ass smiles on me again. You changed fast. Yeah, the dress was easy to take off. And the paint fades with a little water. Yep, I noticed that. Almost felt bad while washing my face. Don't worry, we'll always have the photos we took. And we can come back another day. Yaya loves putting makeup on people, and my uncle loves having visitors. I mean, if you ever want to come back, of course. There's definitely enough rooms for an overnight stay, like a big sleepover. And I'm sure my family wouldn't mind. They really liked you. The feeling is mutual. And I'd love to come back, of course. Thanks, Luna. We could even go hiking. These mountains are beautiful, right? There's a nearby pond with a small grotto where you can swim to. Oh man, I have to see that. Sign me up. I could spend hours just staring at these views. I bet these woods hide a lot of secrets. Yeah, this terrace is my uncle's favorite spot in the house, actually. Oh, I can see why. I assume that's why he installed this massage table here? Yeah, he told us he even hired a couple of masseuses to visit from time to time. Ah, living the life. It's very comfortable and it's water resistant, so I usually sunbathe here after a quick swim. I see. You know, we have a few minutes left and I'm a pretty talented masseur myself. It'd be a shame to waste this table. A massage? Like, you're offering to give me one? Yup. Do you remember Dahlia's back injury? It was me who miraculously healed her in less than a week, right in time for a competition. And it was all thanks to my special massage technique, of course. I remember her mentioning that, actually. So what do you say? Do you want one? Okay. If you really don't mind, I won't say no. You convince me. Sweet, no one can refuse one of my rubdowns. Well, I don't know how many people would refuse a free massage. Unless the person offering it had some sort of ulterior motive. There's no hidden agenda, I promise. I can use some sunscreen oil, too, if you want. Yeah, sure, I could use some of it on my lower back. There's a bottle under the table. Excellent, then. Thank you for signing up for our premier massage package here at Grimm's Massage Parlor. Are you ready, ma'am? Sure. Sorry, we haven't got the funds for Grimm's Massage Corner. You know, we do what? Grimm's Hentai Corner, Grimm's Comics Corner, Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and, yeah, the massage just, it didn't work out. I don't think you guys want me giving you massages anyway. I'm not real good at it. I don't think I'm real good at it. I don't know. Got some pretty dexterous fingers. Maybe I'd surprise myself. Sweet Lord, have mercy. Look at that ass. Look at that ass. This view is almost too much. Taking a deep breath, but luckily you're not an animal, Grimm. Inhale and exhale now. Though if Luna wanted me to be an animal, Grimm. I was saying. Ah, yes, please relax and prepare to enjoy the experience, ma'am. You gently put your hands on Luna's lower back. Her skin immediately tenses and her breathing begins to pick up. Is everything okay? Yes. It's just that your hands are cold. Oops, my bad. On the other hand, your skin feels really warm after being exposed to the sun for such a long time. Sorry about that. No problem. You start massaging Luna's lower back at a steady pace, squeezing your fingers in a firm but tender manner. Your lower back muscles are really tense, Luna. You're full of knots. Am I? Yeah, totally. And what's the solution? Well, my years of massaging experience have prepared me for this. It'll have to be a lengthy treatment. You'll need lots of relaxing, periodic caresses from a trustworthy masseur. That would be you? You happen to be in luck, ma'am. I think that's a treatment plan I can follow. Little by little, Luna's muscles begin to relax, as the temperatures of your hands and her body even out. Starting to feel better? Yeah. It feels great. I'm glad. Do you like to sunbathe when you have the opportunity? I do. But my skin is so pale that even if I manage to not get sunburned, I end up with a ridiculous tan line. So I usually avoid it. I see. You can remove the top of your bikini if you want. What? I mean, did that sound too forward? You know, if you don't want tan lines, I've heard that's what Penny does to avoid tan lines for modeling shoots. I know that most women try to avoid them. Oh, sure, good idea. I'll have to thank Penny next time I see her. Luna takes off her bikini top and drops it next to the table. Damn, I didn't think that worked, but I'm glad it did. Oof, your legs are super tense too. You're lucky that I got here in time. I'll have to recommend your services to everyone I know. You're very caring. Well, it's the duty of a good masseur to leave every one of their customers satisfied. Here at the Grimm's Massage Parlor, customer satisfaction is priority numero uno. That's a good policy. She's totally relaxed now. Feels like she trusts me completely. Tumba touch that butt. And for some reason that makes me feel special. I want to make her feel safe. Is that normal? I mean, fuck, I'm massaging a half-naked girl with a 10 out of 10 body and I can only think of how nice it is that she's feeling comfortable around me. Although, well, now that I'm thinking about it, Jesus, Luna's body is breathtaking. The way she's arching her back makes her curvy butt stand out even more. I wonder if she's doing that on purpose. I wonder. All good, Luna? You're so quiet all of a sudden. Please tell me you didn't fall asleep. That'd be devastating for my customer reviews. No, I didn't. I'm feeling better than I thought I'd be. It's just that I love the feeling of your hands. You weren't exaggerating about your expertise. It's like a pampering sensation. Whoops, sorry guys. Happy to hear that. I must keep hitting the button somewhere. Well, it's on the hour, guys. We've done longer than I normally do for these. So, all right, guys, we will see you here in next week when we find out whether or not we're going to get a little closer to Luna or not. I don't know yet. But all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time with more Eternum on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.